주면 나하고 동기. 옴 나모 바가바테 와스데바야.
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 나라야남 나마스크릿ям.
나라야남 나마스크릿ям.
나람 차이바 나로타맘.
나람 차이바 나로타맘.
대빔 사라스바템 야삼.
대빔 사라스바템 야삼.
타토 제 모디라예.
타토 제 모디라예.
나스타프라이쇼 바드레쇼.
나스타프라이쇼 바드레쇼.
니참 바가바타 세바야.
니참 바가바타 세바야.
바가바티 우타마 슬로케.
바가바티 우타마 슬로케.
박대일 바바티 나이스티키.
박대일 바바티 나이스티키.
크리스나야 와수데바야.
크리스나야 와수데바야.
데바키 난다나야 차.
데바키 난다나야 차.
난다고파 쿠마라야.
난다고파 쿠마라야.
고빈다야 나모 나마하.
고빈다야 나모 나마하.
Very greeting from Canto 4, Chapter 17, titled Prithu Maharaj Becomes Angry at the Earth. Text 14. Pravepamana Dharani.
Pravepamana Dharani.
Nisham Yodhayudham Chatam.
Nisham Yodhayudham Chatam.
Gau Satyapa. Dravad Bhita.
Gau Satya Padravad Bhita.
Brigiva Mrigayudruta.
Brigiva Mrigayudruta.
Pravepa Mana Dharani. Nisham Yodha Yudham Chatam. Gau Satya Padravad Bhita. Mrigiva Mrigayudruta. Pravepamana Dharani. Nisham Yodha Yudham Chatam. Gau Satya Padravad Bhita. Mrigiva Mrigayudruta. Pravepamana Dharani. Nisham Yodham Yudham Chatam. Raga Satya Padravad Bhita. Mriva Mrigayudruta. Pravepamana Dharani. Am Yodhayudham Chatam. Gau Satya Padravad Bhita. Mrigiva Mrigayudruta. Pravepamana Dharani. Sham Yodhayudham Chatam. Gau Satya Padravad Bhita. Mrigiva Mrigayudruta. What to word? Pravepamana. Trembling. Dharani. The earth. Nishamya. Seeing. Udayudham. Having taken his bow and arrow. Cha. Also. Tam, the king. Gahu, a cow. Sati, becoming. Apadravat, began to flee. Bhita, very much afraid. Mrigi Iva, like a deer. Mrigayu, by a hunter. Druta, being followed. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace.
Siddhanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. When the earth saw that King Prithu was taking his bow and arrow to kill her, she became very much afraid and began to tremble. She then began to flee exactly like a deer, which runs very swiftly when followed by a hunter. Being afraid of King Prithu, she took the shape of a cow and began to run. Purport. Just as a mother produces various children, both male and female, the womb of Mother Earth produces all kinds of living entities in various shapes. Thus, it is possible for Mother Earth to take on innumerable shapes. At this time, in order to avoid the wrath of King Prithu, she took the shape of a cow. Since a cow is never to be killed, Mother Earth thought it wise to take the shape of a cow in order to avoid killing Prithu's arrows. King Prithu, however, could understand this fact and therefore he did not stop chasing the cow-shaped earth. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalaka Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanoste Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhishya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktabinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yatkripatam Vande Shri Gurum Ninatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram So there's a scene where the citizens who are suffering because of not getting proper basic necessities fulfilled, all the citizens come to Prithu Maharaj, and then Prithu Maharaj is thinking about why exactly all this is happening, and then finally concludes that it is Earth who is creating this problem. And then in this particular verse, what Prithu Maharaj is doing is, he has started with his bow and arrow to kill Mother Earth. And here, Mother Earth, very intelligently, she has taken the form of a cow. So, yesterday we were discussing why Mother Earth has to take the form of a cow. Naturally also, if we see, if you approach a cow, she is like very, very nice, very in mode of goodness, and just by looking at mother cow, the person will get a lot of sympathy. So in Guruvayur, the ISKCON center, there are 3 cows. So we were spending some time with the cows, so nicely trying to do some massage, not to the cows. Then we were moving from one place to another, the cow was also following behind. So it was so nice, you know, to look at the cows, and especially their eyes and their lotus feet and the way they walk so beautifully. So anyone who sees the cow, especially the people who are pious, not people who are sinful, they will surely get some sympathy when it comes to seeing such a very wonderful no body. So here, Mother Earth, she is assuming this form of a cow so that she can trigger the mood of sympathy in King Prithu, because she knew very well, if King Prithu wants, he can do anything. He can kill me. Yes. In future verses, we'll see the discussion where Mother Earth is saying that, don't kill me. And then she is giving various reasons. And Prithu is counteracting all the reasons. Similar incident happened when in 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, first chapter, where a lot of atrocious activities are happening on the surface of Mother Earth. And she is not able to bear the burden. So Sukadeva Goswami says, when there is so much of burden on this earthly planet, Mother Earth, she assumed the form of a cow. There is a nice shloka which says, Gaur bhutashru mukhi khinna krandanti karunam vibho upasthitantike tasmai vyasanam samo vachat. So here it is said that gau bhutva, shape of a cow, assuming the shape of a cow, bhutva gau, assuming the shape of the cow, ashru mukhi. Now how did Mother Earth approach Brahma? With a lot of tears in the eyes, ashru mukhi. And what are the other things now that is described? Khinna, very much distressed. And krandanti, weeping. So in this way, she approaches Lord Brahma. And with a lot of distressful state, she starts speaking to Brahma. That how, what state she is currently going through. What is her situation. And then Lord Brahma, with Shiva, Lord Shiva, they proceed, and other Devi Devtas, they proceed towards the Lord, Shirodakshaya Vishnu. So now here, nice word is used for Lord Shiva. Sa-tri-nayanas. So he's got three eyes, three nayanas. Now here the question is, why did they go? Why three nayanas is separately mentioned? Other Devtas are there, so he's also one of them. So why separately it is mentioned? So one of our acharyas, he comments here, saying that Brahma, when he's talking to the Lord and he says that, no, I'm busy, I cannot come. So now some other option should be given. So he is taking Lord Shiva with him, and then suppose if Lord says, I'm busy, I cannot come, then he will show Lord Shiva's presence and he would say that, see, at least you empower Lord Shiva. He is the Lord of annihilation. So at least he can annihilate. Please empower him. So that is the reason. Mother Earth, Brahma, and all the other Devi Devtas, including three Nayanas, all of them, they went to Lord Brahma. So here we see in multiple instances that Mother Earth is assuming the form of a cow. Obviously, cow is in the mode of goodness, and cow is one of the mothers also. If I'm not wrong, they are one of the seven mothers. Yes. So in this way, Mother Earth is assuming the form of Mother Cow. But here one very nice thing is there. King Prithu, even when he saw that Mother Earth has assumed the form of a cow, still he is running behind. Still he is running behind to kill. So here, Prabhupada is writing in the purport. King Prithu, however, could understand this fact, and therefore he did not stop chasing the cow-shaped earth. Now see the clarity what King Prithu is having. Amazing clarity. He knows that Mother Earth has transformed or taken the shape of a cow, and he's running behind Mother Earth to teach her a nice lesson. On this aspect of clarity, we're just discussing. Yesterday one devotee was asking me that, today morning also I spoke about this in the base. So yesterday one devotee was asking that, why we speak so much about samskaras. Nowadays we speak so much about Garvadhan samskar, Simanta samskar, Namkaran samskar, so on and so forth. Why? I was fortunate to spend some time with one of my godbrother who came with me to Kerala. So I was talking to him. I always see him in mode of goodness. So I asked him that, can you tell me something about your childhood? How was it? And things like that. So he told me that his father was a mendicant. He was a sadhu with jata, etc. And then he would go around in India. And finally, when his guru instructed him, he got married. His father got married. And then husband and wife, they right from their childhood, they have been practicing spirituality. So after marriage, they did Garbhadhan Samskar and we got three kids, two daughters. And then younger one is this devotee whom I'm talking about. So a lot of yagyas were also done to beget him. And then he was telling me about how the entire setup was in the house. So he was telling that never ever they went to any restaurant. He said, जो बनाए वो खाना है घर पे. Never ever they went to any no theater, any no even if television was there, only Mahabharat, Ramayana or some spiritual this has to be seen. And his father was so strict. He was telling that when he would return from his work, he would see which channel was seen. So he'd check the previous channel and check what these people are watching. So that was the cough in the entire house. And then the only place or the only trip that they would have or only yatra they would have is to the holy places. So he was telling me, 1 year we went to this part of India where we visited these shrines. In one year we visited the South Indian temples, other things. So people who have got this wonderful samskara, not having untouched, completely untouched with all the contamination of this world, especially in the childhood time. So they have a lot of clarity, and I could make out from the devotees, you know, who are born in devotee family and practicing very nicely. They have got a lot of clarity, what next to do. They cannot be shaken by anyone. And like we have various classes that we shouldn't do fault finding, we shouldn't get angry, we should serve the devotees. This is very, very natural when it comes to these people. They don't need seminars on all this. Even our devotee kids who come, so if we tell that, no, you're such a nice devotee, please pray for me. Small kids, they would say that, no, Prabhu, you're senior to me, please pray for me, please bless me so that I become a nice devotee. So there's a clarity right from childhood, yes. And I was talking to Shla Guru Maharaj also. So he, the godbrother who came with me, he was talking to Guru Maharaj, and Guru Maharaj asked him, where do you hear my katha from? So he said, Guru Maharaj, I hear it online. Guru Maharaj asked in a very, very innocent way, what is online? Then we had to explain what is internet. Then we had to explain the other things. Completely untouched with all this. So, you know, completely untouched with all the contamination, you know, which currently people are going through. But then now the majority of the crowd, if we see, will be obviously contaminated because of all this contamination around. Now the ones who have got good samskaras right from the womb, right from the conception, for them it will be easy. But what about those people, especially people like us, you know, who have been picked up directly from the streets? What about them? So just meditating on this point and could get some nice favorable thoughts. One of the important aspects is we don't have clarity, but the ones who have clarity, they can give us clarity. Yes? And they are our spiritual masters. So if a person has Guru Nishtha, a strong faith in the words of Guru, then automatically even the person will get the same clarity. It might happen that we might not have clarity even at the instance where the instruction is given. But if the person has Guru Nishtha and he follows the instruction, with time the person will be able to see, yes, no, this is making so much of a difference in my life. So people who are completely stuck because of the past samskaras, because it is seen that, so this devotee was asking why we talk so much about samskaras. So I was just telling, and then he gave a nice analysis also. He said, Prabhu, see, we didn't have any samskaras. We were just, we were picked up from the streets. But still we are practicing bhakti. We are chanting 16 rounds. We are following four related principles. So the analogy that we gave when we started discussing was, getting 85% is okay. People can get 85% in the schools and colleges. But after 85%, every single point matters. Every single point matters. Maybe we have cleared the basic criteria of chanting 16 rounds and four related principles. But what about constant remembrance of the Lord? It's not that devotees are not trying. Devotees try. But then constant remembrance of the Lord is like very, very far. Because of the past samskaras and this mind acts like a jukebox, something or other will keep popping up. Even if the devotee wants to aspire to remember the Lord constantly and continuously, it's very, very difficult. So if a person really wants to advance in Krishna consciousness, really wants to attain Krishna this very lifetime, Guru Nishtha is something which is very, very important. Very, very important. And this Prabhupada showed by his own example. We see at every single place, wherever Prabhupada wants to talk about his spiritual, about anything that he has achieved, entire credit that he gives it to his spiritual master. Throughout his life, what Prabhupada did, he sets an example that I want to please my Guru Maharaj, so I'm doing it. Yes? We take example of the great souls who are there on this earthly planet, even now. So like for example, His Holiness, say Gopal Krishna Maharaj, He is hardly able to talk now. No, his voice is not very clear. But still he's going around and then preaching and going to different places, going to even sometimes Gulf countries wearing Pathani, yes, and that Muslim cap. Krishna, and going to politicians and talking only because Prabhupada said, you know, you have to do it. We take example of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. He is going around. I heard he is in Atlanta now. He cannot think of going around on a wheelchair like this. Even when Srila Guru Maharaj got stroke and then he was crying in front of Radha Shamsundar, when he was discharged, he came, he took darshan, he was crying. So one immature devotee came and he asked that, are you crying because you got this paralysis attack? So Guru Maharaj said, no, I'm not crying for that. How will I execute the instruction given by Srila Prabhupada? How will I execute the instruction given by Srila Prabhupada? Yes. This is Guru Nishtha. This is Guru Nishtha, where they want to execute every single instruction given. Every single instruction. They don't take things for granted. So, this I could learn from a few devotees whom I met in my when I went to Vrindavan. So, sometimes in the class, Srila Guru Maharaj mentions this. Brahmacharis should sleep for 4 hours. Sannyasis should sleep for 3 hours. And grihasthas have the allowance of sleeping for 6 hours, not more than that. Luxury, he says, luxury of sleeping 6 hours. Now I was thinking, theek, I will do, you know, later. But I met one devotee in Vrindavan. He follows that strictly. I asked him, Prabhu, why you are sleeping so less? Because Guru Maharaj said, Guru Maharaj says 4 hours you have to sleep, so I am sleeping for 4 hours. So I was getting goosebumps when I heard that. Yes. So in this way, we see that these devotees who have got Guru Nishtha, we can see that they have got lot of taste in bhakti also. Lot of taste. Because what we cannot get by our own endeavor, Guru can bestow when we follow the instruction. Sometimes we go and ask the spiritual masters, please give me some instruction. So this time, I was just thinking what to talk, you know, with Srila Gurudev. So I was thinking all the instruction is given already in all the lectures. So many lectures all the spiritual masters have given. What specially we'll go and ask? My chanting is not going well. Now, Guru Maharaj, please help me. I don't know how to read or I don't know how to hear. They have spoken everything. Now, the only thing that the disciples have, or the only thing that the devotees can do is follow the instruction given as it is. So, about Shravanam also, I was thinking, lectures, you know, we keep hearing and hearing, especially in our bathroom setup where we take the audio box and we keep hearing the lectures. I was just meditating. Okay, we are hearing, but then how many instructions are we able to follow that is given by Srila Prabhupada? When I was just meditating on this aspect of Guru Nishtha, how many instructions are we able to follow? Maybe we are just skimming through all the lectures or skimming through the books, but maybe skimming through the books might give information, but there will not be any transformation for sure. Transformation can happen only when mercy of the Lordships, mercy of Sri Guru is there, and mercy of Sri Guru will only come, only flow when the person starts doing some service. And Vani Seva is this. Vani Seva means following the instruction of Guru, following the instruction of the previous acharyas. Then only it's possible. Then only the mercy will flow. And then the person can start getting some taste in bhakti. And obviously, you know, through that we can get clarity also. Or else, you know, it will be very, very difficult. It even when we talk to some devotees who have spent good amount of time in Krishna consciousness, they also struggle a lot and they say that it's very difficult to chant, it's very difficult to read, it's very difficult to hear. Then you know, when we discuss and things like that, then we get to know that you know, unfortunately not every instruction we are able to follow. Yes. So in this way we see that if we want clarity even in this baddha state, even in this fallen state, then the only way which we can see is following the instruction of Sri Guru. Following the instruction of our Param Guru Srila Prabhupada, our pre-eminent Shiksha Guru of ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada. Then it is possible that some clarity will be there, some blur picture we can see, some black person is standing, and maybe with time that clarity will be more and more, and then finally we can see the Tribhanga form of the beautiful Krishna, Shyam Sundar. Yes. And here we see that the Shaktyavesh avatar of the Lord, that is Prithu Maharaj, he has got a lot of clarity. Even when Mother Earth is assuming the form of Mother Cow, who is worshipped by people on this planet from time immemorial, still he is running behind that cow to kill the cow. Yes? And in future verses, we'll see that how nicely there's a discussion. So Mother Earth is giving various reasons that if you kill me, this will happen. If you kill me, this will happen. And Prithu Maharaj is like, I'll take care, don't worry. So this is the entire verses. So I'll stop here. If any doubts, any questions, any comments, we can. No comments. Thank you very much. Granthrachana Bhagavatam ki Jagat.